You see, Jesus didn't die for the community center. He died for the local New Testament church. And I'm glad I'm part of one tonight. I'm glad there's times of trouble, there's times of pains, there's times of heartaches, that we've got a local assembly we can turn back to, and God Himself walks up and down in it. And I'm grateful for Him tonight, grateful for all He does through this body that we serve in Him tonight. If you have your Bible tonight, find the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. I want to read the first 9 verses found in 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. And I won't hold you too long tonight. I know he mentioned treat, and some of you got that on your mind, so I will not hold you long. So the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all them in every place, called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from our God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given in you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. God is faithful. I can read that again. God is faithful. God is faithful, by whom you were called in the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I need your help tonight. Lord, I have no ability in me. Lord, I lay aside everything, Lord, and give you my all, Lord, and I'll try my best, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, for my dear sister that's suffering, Lord. I pray, Lord, for Sister Vicky tonight, Lord, that you'd help her in her surgery coming up, Lord. There's many, Lord, Miss Flo, Lord, that you'd touch her, Lord, how we need thy help tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd take the Word of God and encourage the saints tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My verse tonight is found in verse number 9, and it's called this, God is faithful. You can go to anybody on this planet, anybody on earth, and you can say God is faithful, and you'll be telling the honest truth. No matter what you're going through, no matter what betides, no matter what your ship's going down, no matter what wave you're on tonight, let me tell you what, you can say God is faithful. Let me tell you what He is. He cannot deny Himself. He's always faithful. He'll always be faithful no matter what we're going through. I wrote down some things as God began to give me this verse. And normally I don't teach like this and I don't preach like this because I got a lot of verses I'm going to turn to tonight. But I want you to know by the time you leave this place, God is faithful. Let me tell you what. First of all, friends will fail, but God is faithful. Not only will friends fail, your family may fail. But let me tell you what, God remaineth faithful. Not only your friends and family, let me tell you what, your finances may fail. But guess what? God remains faithful. There's been times where I had $1,000 in my checking account. There's been times that I was down to cents in my checking account. But guess what? That God was still faithful. The Bible said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Jesus Christ. I'm glad in all these things God is still faithful. Not only that, our feelings will fail, but God will never fail. He's always faithful. Not only that, our faith may even fail. And our faith may grow weak, but guess what? God is still faithful. I wrote down, I got 5 or 6 of these. I don't know how many you can take or how many I can take tonight, but I'm going to try to give you some things that I wrote down that God is faithful. I want to say, first of all, He's faithful in His provision. Let me tell you what, when the Lord Jesus Christ, He was not an afterthought. He was faithful in His provision to salvation. You see, I stand here tonight because of a man who died on the cross. You see, they didn't search through heaven to find somebody willing to go. You see, it wasn't an afterthought to God to take His Son and put Him on the cross, that He would die for the sins of the whole world. It was not an afterthought. Let me tell you what, God did it through salvation. He provided a sacrifice, and that sacrifice was for me and for you. There was a lady I was reading, there was a man I was reading that, and he was talking about a lady, and she was a Scottish lady, and she had gotten saved. And her boy was away at school when she got saved. He'd been put off and been to some kind of boarding school where he was gone away for a long time. And she had gotten saved while he was gone. And while she came back, her son said, he said, "Mama," he said, "I don't want to hear anything about that salvation." She said, and the lady kept saying, "Son, I can't tell you all about it, but God is faithful." And his son began to ridicule her, and he began to ridicule her on and on and on, and went on about it. And she said, "What?" This is what he said to her. He said, "Why would you think, as small as you are, God would care about you and your soul?" And the lady said, she thought about it for a little bit. She said, "Maybe God, I am very little, and I am very, very small, and maybe I am only one soul. But let me tell you," then she went on to say this. She said, "But if God did not save me, He'll have to lose His word. He'll have to lose His reputation. He'll have to lose His faithfulness." Let me tell you what, tonight, I stand here tonight because of God's faithfulness. Let me tell you what, my whole being is because of God's faithfulness. I thought about this. The whole church, everything from cover to cover in this Bible is because of God's faithfulness. It's bound in love, and it's got Jesus from beginning to the end. But let me tell you what, it's because of God that was faithful. He wanted a people that would serve Him. His faithfulness and His salvation. Romans 10 and 13 said this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And let me tell you what, if you've done that tonight, you are saved. And if you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what, the devil do everything he can to try to take that away from you, but he cannot. Why? Because God cannot go against His Word. And if His Word says you're saved, you're saved. And God cannot deny Himself because He is faithful. He's always true, and He cannot lie. He's faithful in His provision for salvation. Not only that, He's faithful in His provision in our supply. I remember a story in the Bible in John chapter number 6. There were some disciples there, and their faith had grown weak. And the Bible said, Jesus Himself said this. He said He knew what He did this to prove Himself, for He knew what He would do. And His disciples looked out amongst that multitude of 5,000 folks, and they said, "What do we got? We only got 200 penny worth." And they said, "We can't buy too much for that. Anybody's finances ever let them down." I mean, these boys was probably digging through every change drawer they had to try to pull up 200 penny worth. And they couldn't get enough to buy up any bread or any fishes. But there happened to be a little lad there. And you know what he had? He had 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. Let me tell you what, God is faithful in His supply. You may be here and you may be running short on supply. But let me tell you what, my God knows how to supply it. I didn't say He was going to supply all your wants. But let me tell you what He does. He's going to supply. He's going to supply all your needs. You see, this 5,000 have been following Jesus. And He said He didn't want them to faint. And He had them to sit down, and he had that little lad bring those 5 loaves and those 2 little fishes, and they gave it to him, and he broke it, and he blessed it, and they was able to feed the 5,000. And they took up 12 basketfuls. Let me tell you what, my God knows how to supply our needs. Not only that, He knows how to supply, He feeds the 5,000. Y'all remember the little widow woman at Zarephath? There was a preacher boy that come by one day. His name was Elijah. And the old woman, she was about to die, her and her son, and they had a big famine in the land that Elijah had even prayed for, that it wouldn't rain upon the earth for 3.5 years. And that famine had fell across that land, and old Elijah's brook had dried up, and he had nowhere to go. And God would send him down to a little widow woman's house down there at Zarephath. And she had a little cruse of oil, and she thought surely that cruse of oil would run out. Every time she cooked a cake for her and her son, she thought it'd run out. And the man of God came down there and he said, "If you'll cook it for me, give it to me first, God shall supply your need." And she began to cook. And each time she reached back, she said, "My, I don't think this thing's going to run out." Each time she cooked another one, I think this thing's going to run out. Let me tell you what, God is faithful. He may not give you everything you want, but let me tell you what He's going to do. He's going to meet your needs. And he's going to do it according to his riches and glory. I was reading after Spurgeon, one of his sermons, and he told a story about his granddaddy. And then his granddaddy had a milk cow. And his old milk cow got sick, and he had a large family. And he was using that milk cow to feed all of his little children. And he was a minister, his grandfather was. And he didn't have any money, hardly. He was in poverty. But he'd go to his wife and he'd say, "God shall supply our need." And his milk cow died. And then his wife looked at him and said, "How do you think you're going to feed this family now?" And Spurgeon said, "God," his grandfather said this, he said, "God shall supply our need." Little did he know, there was a little mission board back in those days. They didn't even know his grandfather personally. They just heard of him. And they knew of the work that he was doing in the church that he had. And they began to take up. One of them said, "I'll give 5 pounds." And the next one said, "If you'll give 5 pounds, I'll give another 5 pounds." And the next one said, "I'll give another 5 pounds." And then the next one said, "I'll give 5 pounds." And they gave him 20 pounds in British money. And they took it and they mailed it to his house. Now, his grandfather walked out to that mailbox. Opened that letter. Back then you had to pay for it. It didn't have stamps like Brother Tim sells today down there at the post office. Whenever they mailed you a letter, you had to pay for it at your house on your own expense. And they had to pay nine pence worth for to open the letter. And surely Spurgeon's wife said this. She said, "I don't even see what we're going to do. We've got to pay to open this letter. Nothing's in it." They paid for it, and they opened it up, and there was 20 pounds. And he went back to his wife, and he said this, "God shall supply our need." And not only that, it was passed down to a young man who one day would be one of the what they call the prince of preachers. There's no telling what God will do if we let Him supply our need. He's faithful in His provisions. He's faithful in His salvation. He's faithful in supply. He's faithful for our sins. You see, I hadn't took it out of my Bible yet where it says in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, it says, if we confess our sin, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all our trespasses. Let me tell you what, He is faithful. You say, what am I going to do when I sin? I'm glad when I sin, God didn't kick me out of the family. Why? Because He's made provision for it. And God is always faithful to His Word. You see, He cannot deny Himself, but He will not deny His Word. You see, you can take this Word to the bank. You can die on this Word right here. No matter where you go, it'll always be inerrant. It'll always be infallible. There's no excuses for it. God's Word is always truth. And He's always faithful in His provisions. He provided for our sins. Not only that, I said, what else is He faithful in? Not only is He faithful in our provisions, I said this, He's faithful in our protection. You see, there's been times in my life where only God Himself has protected me. I remember as I was growing up, me and my friend I borrowed my brother's car and we was going to drive it down the road to get some Coca-Colas. It had been raining that night and I got down to the end of the road and I hit a pothole and the car went off the road and all I could see is slow motion and all I could see was a big telephone pole right there in my way. And here I was doing that car just like this. And it was not moving. And all I could see was that pole. Me and him hit that pole. We hit it so hard, we cut the pole in half. And it landed beside the car, stood straight up with the wire still on it. We hit it so hard. But let me tell you what, there was an angel there that night. He was protecting the heirs of salvation. If you got time, read that over in Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 14. He said, they are all ministering spirits sent forth to those who be heirs of salvation. You see, I'd heard the gospel and I wasn't saved, but God had future plans. Let me tell you what He was doing. He was faithfulness in his protection to a young boy that would have died and went to hell. But by His faithfulness and His protection, He put something between me and that. Not only could the car have killed us, but let me tell you what, that pole could have come right down through the top of that thing and landed right on that car. God is faithful in His protection. Let me tell you what David said. He said this. It's found in Psalm 91 in verse number 1. Psalm 91 in verse number 1. It said this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 4 says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 15 says this. You can always go here. He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let me tell you what God does. He's faithful when we're in trouble. Let me tell you what, when I heard that news last night, the first thing I did is I got down on my knees and I began to pray. And I said, Lord himself will show himself mighty. God is faithful. You say, where's God faithful at? He's faithful down in the hospital. Let me tell you what, he's faithful for those in need. He's faithful to those who have diseases. He's faithful to those who always... And let me tell you what, I want to say this, and I may be getting ahead of myself. His faithfulness is unconditional. See, it's not dependent on us. I got news for you. I came here to speak about his faithfulness, not ours. You see, there may come a time in my life and I'll not be very faithful. But let me tell you what, his faithfulness will never fail. His faithfulness will always be there. His faithfulness will get you through things. What God brings you to, he'll always bring you through because he's faithful. It's unconditional. Not only that, he's faithful in his protection. He delivers his people. You see, he delivers them from harm. You see, God may hurt you, but he'll never harm you. Not only that, you'll see his hand. You see, he's got mercy and grace. Psalmist said in chapter 37 and verse number 23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in the way, in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Thank God he's got a hand that's bigger than our hand. And thank God he knows how to place his hand when we don't. You see, if I was in control of this thing would be already then went down. It went under. But let me tell you what, his hand's got this thing spinning around. And he knows exactly what we need, and he knows when we need it. Thank God he has protection. Not only that, not only is he faithful in his provision, his protection, he's faithful in his prayers. You say, well, I ain't got anybody praying for me. Well, I beg to differ with that. If you're saved tonight, I have a God in heaven that's praying for you. Look, the Bible said this in the book of John, chapter number 17 and verse number 8. It said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. And there it is. I pray for them. Who is them? I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I wrote this down. He is mine, and I am his. Let me tell you why. Because he's faithful in his prayers. You see, when we don't pray, he still prays. He's still there. He's still praying. It said this over in the book of... I guess I didn't write it down, but I thought I did. I'm glad we have somebody that prays for us. I'm glad we have a God. You see, he entered into the holy place and he tore down the middle wall partition. You see, the high priest used to go in and he'd make the offering for sin. And everybody would do that. I'm glad I don't have to go to some Catholic priest to get through to heaven. I'm glad I have direct access tonight. I'm glad tonight I can go straight to the Father. And I'm glad he hears my prayers. And I'm glad he's attentive to my prayers. And I'm glad he's approachable. And I'm accepted in the beloved because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's faithful in his prayers. I said all this tonight to say this. I want to be faithful because he's faithful. I encourage you to... I wrote that down in my own life. I said, because he's faithful, I want to be faithful. Not only is he faithful in his prayers, he's faithful in his plans. You see, he's faithful in his moves. He's faithful in his manners. He's faithful in his might. You see, in his moves, he's omniscient, which means God is all-knowing. You see, there's nothing that catches him by surprise. You see, there's no accidents with God. I remember when my brother got killed, you know, and I didn't really understand it. Wasn't saved. Got saved in his funeral. And people would tell me, they said, no accidents with God. And I began to hear that. And I could see how God later on would arrange things. And that's why I'm here today, is because God in himself, all-knowing, omniscient God, would place me in this thing. So he'd take somebody else that he could have me. And I'm nothing tonight. He's all-knowing in his moves. He's omniscient. Not only that, he's omnipresent. He's always there. You see, there's no place you can go and get out of God's presence. I hope you know that tonight. The psalmist David said this in Psalm chapter number 139 and verse number 3. He said, "Thou compasseth my path." You know what that means? He said, there's no place that you can go that He hadn't already been. And you can rest in that tonight to know that whatever you're going through tonight, there's nothing that you can go through that He ain't already been through it. And I'm glad tonight He's always there. You also see He's omniscient and He's omnipresent. Not only that, He's omnipotent. You see, in His might, He's all-powerful. You see, He's the one that's holding this thing together. He's the one we exist and have our being because of Him. It's Him that has set this thing in motion. It's Him that is keeping it in motion. I want to say this also. He's always truthful. He cannot lie. Titus chapter number 1, verse number 2 says this, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." I'm glad we have eternal life. God cannot lie. He has never told you a lie. His book will never tell you a lie. It always speaks of Himself. You know what it speaks of? It always speaks of His Son, and His Son will always speak of the Father, and they'll both be glorified through that. He's always truthful. Not only that, He never changes. I'm glad we serve a God that never changes. You see, this book's not out of date because nothing has ever changed in His book. Tonight I hold in my hand the most precious thing that God could have gave us. It speaks of His faithfulness. It speaks from cover to cover. It speaks of how God would die for me and be faithful unto death to save a wretched sinner like me. He never changes. Hebrews 1 and 10 says this, "And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thy hands. And they shall perish, but Thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment, and as vesture shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But Thou art the same, and Thy years shall not fail." Not only did He say that, Jesus said this in Hebrews 13 and 8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." He never changes. I'm glad we have somebody that never changes. And I want to close with this tonight. He's not only faithful in His provisions. He's not only faithful in His protection, His prayers, His plans. But I want to close with this. He's always faithful in His promises. You see, there's a lot of things I could have promised you in life. And I could have kept some of them, but there may be some I may turn back on, but not my God. Let me tell you what, He's always faithful in His promises. You say, what did He promise me? He promised you rest. He said, "Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let me tell you what, I'm glad we can find rest in the Lord tonight. Not only that, His rest, He remains. Turn in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 11. 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 11. Second Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 11. Listen to this. It says, "It is a faithful saying." You know what God is doing there? He's bold in that. He's bringing that out. It's the same words that He would use in the book of John. It's, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee." He's bringing this out. We know everything in the Word of God is a faithful saying. He's bringing it out for emphasis. And the emphasis is on faithfulness. He said, "It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with Him, we shall live with Him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us." And here's my verse, verse 13. "If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. For He cannot deny Himself." Let me tell you this, He remains. You see, there's been friends that's walked with me through this life. And as I look back through it, God has the ability to bring people in your life and take them out of your life. And I've seen friends come and gone. But there's one person that I can tell you tonight that's still here. He remains. You know what He does? He remains faithful. Why? If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. You remember what I said? I said this thing is not, it's unconditional faithfulness. You see, there's nothing you can do to make Jesus not be faithful to you. You say, well, I'll quit tithing and I'll leave this church. Guess what? He remaineth faithful. Y'all remember Thomas? He said, if we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. Remember Thomas? The Lord had died and He rose again and came back and He appeared to His disciples there in an upper room. And old Thomas wasn't there. And Thomas said, I ain't going to believe unless I can put my finger in the nail prints in His hands. And I can thrust my hand into His side. He said, then I'll believe. And the Bible said this in John chapter number 19. It said, and 8 days later, Jesus appeared to him. He didn't ask Thomas a question, but He said, come here, Thomas. He said, take your finger and put it in the print. He said, take your hand and thrust it in the side. You know what? He didn't beat down Thomas. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. I'm glad it's not dependent on me for His faithfulness, because I'd have lost it a long time ago. But I'm glad God is faithful. I'm glad He knows what we need when we need it. He's faithful in His promises because He remains. And lastly, He's faithful in His promise because He's going to return. You see, there's a day the Lord's going to come back. The Bible said in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4 and verse 15, it says, for we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. It said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Let me tell you what, He's coming back. That ain't just something that's in a storybook. It's a promise of God, and He's coming back, His return. And I hope tonight that you're looking for His return. Let me tell you what, He's always faithful to His promise. I want to turn one more place tonight, and I want you to see this, and I'm closing down. The last place we'll turn, over to Psalm chapter number 89. Psalm chapter number 89. And God has laid this psalm on my heart, and I've been studying it out. It's about the Davidic covenant. It was written by Ethan of, he was an Ezraite. And let me tell you what, it's all about the faithfulness of God and how God was faithful to David. David could have been slain by Saul many a time, and David went through many heartache in his life. But let me tell you what, God was faithful. Many times God would protect David. Many times God would provide for David. Many times God would pray for David. And God would intercede for David on his behalf. And then they would write it down in this psalm. Look in verse number 1. It says this. He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, which my mouth I will make known faithfulness to all generations. He said then, verse number 2. For I have said, mercy shall He build up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Verse 5 says this, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Says this in verse number 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or thy faithfulness round about thee? Let me tell you what, I wrote down this, His faithfulness is unmatchable. You say, there's nobody that can match His faithfulness. You say, I'm faithful to my wife. I'm faithful to my husband. Let me tell you what, you're not as faithful as God is. You see, He's always there. He always knows. He always can, and He always will. Thank God we have Him. He's unmatchable in His faithfulness. Not only do you see that, look in verse number 24. It says, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with Him, and my name shall His horn be exalted. I want to say His faithfulness is undeniable. Look down in verse number 29. He's talking about David's children. It says this. Remember what I said? His faithfulness is unconditional. Look what it says to David. He said, His seed also shall make endure forever, and His throne as the days of heaven. If His children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with the stripes. Let me tell you what He said. He said, I'll whoop them. And if you get out of bounds, God will whoop you. He said, but this, look down in verse number 34. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. He said, it didn't matter if they failed. It didn't matter if they fall. It didn't matter if they stumble. It didn't matter what they was going to do. It was not conditional upon them. His faithfulness is unfailing. You see, tonight He is our faithfulness. He is everything we need tonight. And let me tell you what, God knows what we need. He knows when we need it because He's faithful. He knows your every need tonight. Many times I thought in my life, does God really know where I am? Does God really, I've even said this before, does God really care? Let me tell you what, God is faithful. I come here tonight to tell you this, God is faithful. No matter what you're going through, God is there and He will be faithful. If everybody turns out today and they walk out on you, let me tell you what I can say. God is faithful. And let me tell you, I don't have many answers, but I can tell you this. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful. Brother Mike.